This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the midst of a great study here. It's a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled The False Prophet. I called it Son of Deceiver, my old love for horror movies. Man, oh man, there's a horror movie here coming up here real soon that no director is going to yell cut to. And that is this false prophet that I believe is going to call himself Elijah. The false prophet. Remember, the Jews are waiting for Elijah. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Behold, God says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." The Jews are waiting for Elijah to come. What better thing than to have a man come down here or appear here, who's going to call himself Elijah, the Bible says, is going to call fire down out of heaven. That also, the Bible says, that this false prophet's got the power to give life or breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. That's what we're looking at. This is part 3 of 4. It's one sermon. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, or if you'd like a copy of this, write to me, please. Paul at WMIEFM.com. Facebook page is the WGOD Radio. Website, WGODRadio.com. Oh, man, there's no more important message here than this one here. Listen here today to this program. This is part 3, the false prophet.
Verse 15, and the second miracle. I'm going to read this out of the King James Version. He had power to give life. He had power to give life. Now, most of you have heard me preach this before. It wouldn't be fair. But the first time I preached this, and I opened up with this question before we started, half the church was deceived. And I asked the church, this was a couple years ago, how many people in this church think that Satan has the power to give life? And only Ron Howard, who knows me very well and hears me preaching this all the time, and a few others raised their hand. How many people think Satan has the power to give life? And he has power to give life. It's not my words, it's his. I'm not giving you my word. My word on my own is I'm deceived. No one's got the power to give life but God. Those are my words. God's words are, this guy is going to have the power to give life. Okay, you don't like the word life. Maybe you think your translation is better. The Greek word is pneuma. Pneuma, like pneumatic. Like pneumonia. Pneumatic tire. What does a word mean? Air, breath, spirit, or ultimately life. Some translations say he has the power to give breath. I'll stick with this. He's got the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Think about this. Power to give life. And to give it to who? Boris Karloff. Frankenstein. This image of the beast. You know, I haven't told anybody this, but it's perfect time in this sermon now. I've had a dream of fighting this very image every week of my life from when I was 10 years old until the day I became a Christian, which was 20 years later. And the day I became a Christian, I never dreamed this dream ever again. And I dreamed it book, chapter, and verse every week of my life for 20 years. Of these verses where I'm about to read to you here in a minute. You see, Jesus warned of this day. He said in Matthew 24:15, "Therefore, when you shall see the abomination of desolation," that is this image of the beast. When you see this thing, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to get anything out of his house. Let not him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those with nursing babies in those days. Why would he say that? Ever go to board an airplane before and you're sitting? Who's the first people they call up when you're boarding an airplane? Huh? And women with children first, right? You know, like the old fire drill, right? Women and children first. Why? Because it's harder for a pregnant woman to get along. Pray your flight will not be in the Sabbath. Why is that? How far can you go on a Sabbath? Mile and a half. Haven't you ever read of a Sabbath day journey in the Bible before? These are times that he's speaking to them that they can understand. A Sabbath day journey to his audience was no more than a mile and a half. Pray that your flight is not in winter. Winter is the Greek word kaimon. The word means inclement weather. It can mean very windy and raining. Pray your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. All right, now it says here that the false prophet's got the ability granted to him by God to give life or breath to this thing, this image is the Greek word. Actually, the Greek word is the word icon. Let's talk about this word a little bit. I want you to help you understand what this is. Icon, E-I-K-O-N. Hebrews 1:3, it says, well, first off, let's say Jesus is the icon. He is the icon of God the Father. Hebrews 1:3, it says, he is the express image of his person. Then Colossians 1:15, it says, Christ is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Image. Image. The reflection of the sun on the water, Plato said. Image. John 14:9, Jesus says, those who have seen me have what? Seen the Father. Image. When Jesus said, he said, bring me a coin. So they brought him a coin, and he looked at it, and he said what? Whose icon is this? And what did they say to him? Caesar's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. This is an icon. An icon on your computer. It's an exact representation of a prototype of an original. Like the coin and the picture of Caesar on a coin. Like Jesus Christ is the icon of the invisible God. He's the exact representation of God. Jesus says when you've seen him, you've seen God. Because he is God. Look at the mission of this image. I want you to get a good understanding of what this thing is now. He's the image of the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. What's he going to look like? The Antichrist, right? He's his image. As much as Jesus is the image of God the Father, this thing is the image of his Father, this Antichrist. Look at the mission of this image. It speaks. It causes people to worship itself. I can see why now it wants people to worship itself, because it's the image of its creator here. When you're worshiping it, you're worshiping him. You know, I got to be thinking, maybe this thing is a hologram. You know what they are? Not just on Star Trek. You know, a hologram. I heard of this preacher once in Texas. He preached half a sermon. And then, poof! And he vanished. And then he come walking out from the side. He was never there in the first place. He had a hologram of himself. An image of himself. There behind the pulpit, preaching and giving that sermon, and he wasn't even there. Image. Now perhaps that's how, maybe this thing could be something like that. Maybe John himself was deceived into thinking this thing was given life. Right? It's possible. Powers, signs, and lying wonders. Anything's possible. Okay, it speaks. It causes people to worship itself. And number three, it kills people. I've heard John Hagee call this thing the abomination of desolation. He calls it the Terminator. Ever seen that movie before with Arnold Schwarzenegger? The Terminator? Except there's no yelling cut with this thing. Verse 16, he causes all. That's the Terminator we're talking about. This thing, image of the beast. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I like on better. The word epi there usually means on your right hand or on your foreheads. Notice he causes the great and the rich to receive it. It's no big feat of strength to me to cause poor people to do this. But he causes the great and the rich. Meaning, your money can't save you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you